45 minutes late this time.
No.
but not for pooping.
Not this time.
Not this time. No. This time, I have a daughter that refuses to eat anything I make. She eats about 3 different things. And so I had to make the first meal for the, you know, for the family, and then a separate meal for her to be able to eat. And then the other daughter, she won't eat this particular meal. She'll find something else in the house to eat, but at least she makes it herself. So
yeah, I get it.
The pickiest eaters in the world.
Mine are picky. They just are never hungry. So like I'll make a dinner and then they're like, oh, I'm not hungry. You shouldn't have had the bowl of cereal when you got home from school then.
Oh my God. Just sometimes you just want to throw them.
Yeah.
Into a trap. Oh my God. So how long has it been? A week? 2 weeks?
We missed 2 weeks. So it's been 3 since we recorded.
Oh my God. No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
No way.
No. Oh goodness.
Yeah.
Let me see here. You sent me so many links. I'm so behind. I feel like I just had to catch up here real quick as you kill time with your beer of the week.
All right. Beer of the week is Civil Life Brewing. They are South City, and it's a Czech-style Pilsner.
Okay. So, what makes it Czech-style?
The malt and the hops they use.
From the Czech region of the world, as in they're imported from there?
I don't know if they're necessarily imported, but they kind of mimic the style they use in the Czech Republic for their typical beers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So it says
I wouldn't know that we would like try to mimic their, you know, agriculture here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Is there enough of what's the word I'm looking for? Desire or demand in the public eye of saying I need some Czech Republic hops to be able to grow them here
with beer nerds.
You're talking about a whole field though, right?
But I'm
to be able to produce enough.
They'll typically use the hops that are made here that are just have a similar like taste and aroma profile to what they use in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily, sometimes they do import them. Or okay. they just try to get as close as they can.
Okay. So, no, I was just curious because I don't know what makes one that certain style. So, all right, so it's a Czech Pilsner.
Yes.
Is what we have here from Civil Life, South City. How many, out of 5 pints, how many do you give it?
I'd give this, like, 3.
I figured you'd give it a little bit higher. I usually what I do in my head before you say it, I guess what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Based off of, and you go, well, what do you base that off of? I just go, nothing, just wild guess. And it's like, depends on the name of the beer, the style of the beer, and the time of the year that you're drinking that style of beer.
Yeah.
And I go, I understand Pilsner, we're getting to springtime, although our spring's a little bit off since it's freaking cold as all get out. And then I go, but that one I said, you're going to say 4. I knew you were going to say 4. And then all of a sudden 3, I go, what?
It's kind of funny though. Recently I've been into more of a lager style instead of an ale.
Okay.
So I've been getting a lot more Pilsners and lagers and, just different styles I don't normally get.
Yeah.
Kind of laying off the IPAs for a little bit.
So I'm scrolling as quickly as I can.
All right.
This article is about a mile long of what I'm trying to get caught up on. Because this was the most intriguing one that I saw of the tons that you sent.
Yeah.
And I am trying to decipher the Damon Lindelof Star Wars movie that's saying that this is the one that we need, but I don't think we're going to get it. I know they're going full, like the Rey movie's already filming from what I understand, right?
Yeah. But the way it's sounding is it's in pre-production. They're going to do it.
They're doing the Lindelof one.
Yes.
Interesting.
On top of the Rey one that's already being worked on.
The events outside the Resistance and First Order conflict are left up to the imagination. So this fills in the gap between Jedi and, the new trilogy?
No, it's going to be after the new trilogy. And it's
after the neutral.
Yeah. They said it's going to be kind of its own thing. There might be some of those characters that show up, but it's not going to focus on Skywalker Palpatine saga that we've gotten in all the other ones.
Because I can't remember. This is so sad. I love Star Wars, but I honestly cannot remember. Did Kylo Ren die at the end?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. I just couldn't remember, though, for sure. We know we're not going to have to worry about that relationship. Yeah. So, okay.
It was the kiss. He kissed her and transferred his life essence into her to save her.
That's right. That's right. I remember that part. I'm sorry. I've seen the new trilogy maybe once, I think. I don't think I've seen it twice. I know for a fact I refuse to watch the second one more than once. The once was enough forever for me for that one, to be honest with you. I don't mind Force Awakens. I would rewatch that one. And I think I'd want to rewatch the last one just to remember how it ended.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long since I've seen it.
But I
just doesn't hold up. And here's the funny thing. I've seen the prequels lots of times. I've rewatched those plenty of times.
Yeah.
But this new one, maybe over time, maybe I'll grow to love it a little bit more. But as of right now, just no, it's not for me.
Well, I'll first off say I'm the opposite of you. I've watched The Last Jedi multiple times, and I haven't watched the other ones multiple times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I think that one's garbage.
I see it. After rewatching Star Wars, when you watch The Force Awakens, it was just a nice change of pace.
Floating Leia is all I got to say.
Yeah, that was
that's all I'm going to say forever.
That was dumb. I will agree.
Awful. Awful. So this Lindelof movie takes place after the new trilogy. Mm-hmm. It's basically tying up loose ends from that one, saying what happened with the First Order, I guess, basically, right?
I think so. There wasn't a lot of details on what he's planning on doing yet, so.
Okay. But I'm going to assume, is Rey still part of the story, I guess? Is he going to be a central character of this?
I'm hoping he does like all new characters.
The Rey movie. Where does that fit on our timeline? Same timeline after the fact?
Yeah. It's going to be like the new Jedi Order with her running it.
And so then his is even further down the line way after that? Like Rey's dead and gone from that point?
Or maybe it's same timeline and just doesn't involve her.
Just doesn't involve her. Okay.
Yeah, because they said some of those characters may show up, but we don't know who or how.
But you and I agree, in order for this to be a Star Wars-type story, it has to involve a Resistance versus an Empire, or it needs to have a Jedi in it. Otherwise, why is this a Star Wars story? Why does it have to put the name Star Wars in it?
I don't necessarily agree with that, because it could be, like, look at The Mandalorian. The whole first season barely had any Empire, didn't have Jedi in it. It was just a story in the universe. I'm hoping we get more stuff like that.
I don't know. Well, no. I'm trying to remember first season. Now, mind you, it's been a long time since first season. But we're using existing, I don't want to say existing characters, but we're using an existing species, if I could say it that way, maybe, as far as the Mandalorian. Yeah. Maybe not species, but a race, if that's that they're a race, if we want to call it that.
Yeah.
So it's a known race within the Star Wars time frame. Hell, you had you got bounty hunters.
Yeah.
It's still during the timeline of an empire.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of. It's kind of the transition period between the two.
Okay. But we still have the dark saber, if I remember. Or when was Giancarlo Esposito? When was his season? Was that season two?
Season two.
Okay. Because you still had that in there. So I'm going to say no. I disagree with that analysis. My point being, if it doesn't have the Jedi in it, who are we doing? What are we doing? Are we going to have a battle between good and evil? That's usually, we have to have a battle between good and evil, right?
Yeah.
So who's our good guys? Who's our bad guys? What is this based on? That's what I'm saying. I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah. I mean, to a degree that...
If it doesn't involve Rey, which it doesn't, I'm saying it doesn't have to involve Rey, but is this like, okay, Rey's beginning the Jedi Order again, so now we're going to show the Jedi becoming space cops, like we've been saying all along, that's what they were supposed to be, right? Peacekeepers of the galaxy, right? So, cop drama set in space?
It could be.
I don't know.
I
just don't know.
I think there's a lot of options they could do. If you look at the High Republic, though, I mean, you don't have the Sith in it. They created a whole new set of bad guys for it.
Yeah.
And then with the Acolyte coming out, that's going to be like the reintroduction of the Sith.
The Acolyte looks so good.
I agree.
Are you hyped? Are you not liking it?
Oh no, I'm so hyped for it.
Yeah.
And
so who's Keanu in it? That's what I want to know. That's the best. That's the most important thing we need to know. Who's Keanu?
Yeah.
Is he Darth Revan?
I don't know. Maybe. That would be awesome.
I don't know. That's what I'm looking for. The trailer was awesome, but we're going to get another trailer between now and when that comes out, right?
Probably. I don't know if I'll watch it though, because I'm just excited for the show. So,
okay,
we'll see what happens.
And I'll say this on a Star Wars note: I was all about Bad Batch. The first few episodes really got me. Now I'm not even done with the first season. Now it's dragging a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's just not keeping my interest. What happened here?
I did not care for the second season. I never finished the second season. I'm hearing really good things about this third and final season, so I'll probably go back and watch them so I can at least finish the show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I need to, I'm going to try to grind through. It's just never, you know, I just kind of put that on whenever the kids are around, where if I need something appropriate for, you know, kids' eyes and ears to be near.
Yeah.
That's kind of my go-to to throw on, but it's fun. It was fun. It's just kind of dragging right now.
Yeah.
And then Hera all of a sudden is French. I don't know. I don't know when she became French all of a sudden, because in Rebels, she's definitely not French. I was like, what is this? What are we doing here? But it's whatever. It's cool to see her pop up. We get to see Chopper, early version of Chopper, right?
Yep.
So that's cool. So, you know, nods to the fans and whatnot. But I don't know. We'll see if it picks back up. I don't know. We'll see. Like you said, maybe it's just that lull, and then the second season is just a big lull. Maybe the third is exciting because it's just wrapping up the story, and we're getting to a conclusion at some point.
Yeah, and just the way Star Wars cartoons have gone, like the first couple seasons are usually a little bit rough, and then they really pick up, the second half.
Yeah, well, I mean, it needs to come to a natural conclusion, unless in season two there is a natural conclusion as far as Crosshair versus the rest of the group, and see if there's redemption or not redemption, or I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
I'm really curious about that because it's so funny. The first episode, I'm like Crosshair. I'm like, he's my favorite. And then spoilers. The turn. Yep. No, he turned heel. No, you're my favorite. Oh no. You had to be the asshole. No.
Yeah. Well, and so. I think Omega kind of has that Ahsoka arc where she's kind of annoying at first, and I'm hoping by the end of it, she's kind of matured into a good character.
I'm curious if they age her up a little bit.
Yeah.
To help with that. I think that would help. I mean, at least the thing that we forget sometimes, I guess, when Ahsoka is introduced in Clone Wars, how old is she when it first starts?
Is she a child? I think.
Like, I guess, and then if she's a kid at that point, it makes sense for the arc of the character. Of course, a kid's going to be annoying, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a teenager or something like that, the one that thinks they know everything, and you can't challenge me, but they're going to have attitude about everything. So that makes total sense. But with this one, she's super young.
Yeah.
And this one, like maybe 7, 8, I think, is what I kind of think of when I think of her. Maybe 9 at the most.
Yeah, that's what she seems like.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'll see. I'll keep working through it. We'll see. So
yeah,
no, that was the most interesting story you said. But speaking of heel turn, you see, this is called Segway, Jay. You like how I did this?
Okay.
Let's not go straight to wrestling first. Okay.
Well, hey, let's stick with Star Wars, because there's one other thing that came out.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I think I did earlier. They released a trailer today for Tales of the Empire. It's
I don't think I got that from you.
Okay. I'll send it to you again. But
unless I just missed it. You did send me. Oh wait, is this that YouTube thing that didn't have
a
preview on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of the companion piece to Tales of the Jedi, the shorts that came out a couple years ago.
Sure.
And it gives kind of the backstory on what's the Night Sister from Ahsoka? Elsbeth?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It gives a lot of her background, and it shows kind of the creation of the Inquisitors.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. So filling holes. I like when they do that. Fill in the holes. Sure.
And they're shorts, so they'll be 5 or 6 minutes a piece, and they come out on Star Wars Day.
Through. For sure. Okay, that'll be easy to get through.
Yeah. I saw the trailer, though, and it looked so good.
Yep. So, okay. let's see here. This is what I wanted to dive into just a little bit.
Okay.
And it's super off topic for our show, right? But it was interesting, and yeah. It just made me think a little bit. Before we get to wrestling, though, was big sports day.
Yeah.
Today, big sports day. And in the sense of what I mean by that was in football, if for me, it's a big day for Mizzou recruiting. Okay. They landed a big quarterback. Okay.
Okay.
So super hyped about that.
Yeah.
It's a big deal for them as far as the program building. But then it made me think about something that I don't know if we've talked about now, but as far as people not liking college sports or saying that it's the romanticism of it, it's gone. I think that's what some people are just, they're just not using that word of it.
Yeah.
But, I've never been more excited about the women's tournament. Is amazing. It's more exciting than the men's. I couldn't believe it's so on par for 2024 that all of a sudden the women's tournament is more entertaining and people are looking forward to, and it's drawing in numbers that you've never seen before, that it's must see TV.
Yeah.
And I go, and the reason why is when you think about the NBA or the men's side of things, it's just with this, it's just UConn is going to destroy everybody on the men's side. They're unstoppable.
Yeah.
What they look like. And what's interesting about the women's side is the games are even, they're coming down to the wire, all of them. And it reminds me of the 90s NBA, where instead of these super teams, when free agency hits, everyone just signs to play together to try to win a championship.
Yeah.
It's, you got villains and you've got heroes. Speaking of wrestling, where you have some people that like a player and some people that hate a certain player because they just rub them the wrong way.
Yep.
But it's all competitive. It's must see TV, and I love it. It's been a really exciting time for sports. But on the flip side of that, today was opening day for the Cardinals here in St. Louis, which normally it's a St. Louis holiday. Like it should be, everyone doesn't even work that day.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm so disinterested in what the Cardinals are doing right now. I didn't even realize it was today until way late in the day. And I didn't have it on, didn't watch it. I think they won. I don't know what the final score was.
Yeah, they won.
But did you watch it when it was on? Did you watch the opening events as far as the normal traditional stuff they do?
I couldn't today. Okay. Thursday is one of the 2 days of the week I have to pick two of the kids up at school.
Okay.
At 2:30 when it all came on.
Okay, gotcha.
But when I got home, I had work to do, but I had it on in the background until I had to leave for soccer.
Was your excitement level like normal, or was it just like whatever, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to say it was whatever, but it's not where it was the last, I don't know, 30 years.
And can we also say that we're at that decade mark where they've been a relevant team?
No,
mediocre. You know what you're gonna get and what's gonna happen. Mediocre baseball, where you just know there's no hope. Like, if you could just always, it's, hey, just get in. If you get in the playoffs, you never know what's gonna happen. Yet with this team, when they get in, you know exactly what's gonna happen.
I think we're almost to that point. Because okay. I mean, it was still less than 10 years ago. They were a 100-win team. I think it was 2015 where they won 100 games, but then got bounced in the first round of the playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, that was still a good team.
2024.
I know.
It's 2024. I know. Right.
Almost
there.
10 years.
So
yeah.
We're splitting hairs about if it's full 10 years or not. You know what I mean? So it sucks. It sucks to not be excited. It's almost more entertaining to hate this team than to root for it at this point. And there shouldn't be, you know, there's things to be excited about, but I'm at that point where either something really big needs to change about baseball to make it more competitive, or it's going to be the same teams over and over, always going to win. You're going to have some Cinderellas like Arizona sneak into the playoffs, right? But otherwise, you know what you're going to get. They're just buying championships, and it's boring. That makes it a boring product, which is already struggling with to not be boring when you compare it to the NBA. And well, I mean, NHL will never draw huge numbers. It just won't. But for those that love it, they're as passionate as you're going to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, NBA is huge. NFL is still the biggest. And I'm sorry, say what you will about, you know, NCAA football. Tell me another event where you got 100,000 fans in the stands going crazy.
Oh, I know.
On a Saturday. I mean, get out of here. You're going to tell me if NCAA football isn't as big as NFL football. It absolutely is. It's just a different money standard as far as there's so many teams versus just a few teams where the money is, you know, it's not a, it's not like the NCAA is giving out a bunch of money. I mean, that's what the conferences are for, is if you have conference success, you spread money out amongst the teams in the conference.
Yeah.
There's just, how many teams are there in NCAA Division One? I think there's like 130 something, if I remember correctly.
Something like that. Yeah.
Versus NFL, what is it, grand total 32 teams?
32 teams, yeah.
Yeah, so that's your big difference right there.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be more bored by the Cardinals right now. I just couldn't. I just don't think I care.
So this will never happen, but baseball needs a salary cap.
Yeah.
But they also, to prevent the owners from just sitting on that money, they also need to enforce lower ticket prices and lower concessions.
Yeah. They got to do something.
Yeah.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it's still such a social event, because what else is there to do sometimes in small towns, that people just go hang out with friends, drink, socialize. And they pay their money to go into the stadium to do that. And, you know, maybe they'll catch a good game while it's on in the background, I think. But I don't know, man. I just felt it made me sad. It made me sad that it's opening day. And I'm just like, oh, well, whatever. It's just, with this team, you could just feel where this is going already. Six months down the line, we're going to be thinking the same thing. It's my fear. Unless they turn it around big time and just start getting hot at the right time, and it'll make it exciting. But I don't even know if that's... I don't know.
It doesn't help the team that their big free agent signing is injured to start the season, and two of their key players.
I get you. But still.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, and then I wanted to, speaking of sports, let's go talk about the two clips you sent me.
Okay.
I think we'll just talk about it in the order that you sent.
Okay.
Excuse me. In regards to, it wasn't a pipe bomb by any means, as far as, you know, Adam Copeland's intro on AEW, right?
No.
But wow, it was... When they start, it isn't, what's the way I want to phrase that? What's the wrestling term I want to say? It wasn't a, what's the term, Jay? It's like he's speaking from the heart, but it wasn't a ploy to say we need to, it isn't a gimmick.
Yeah.
But that's not the word I'm thinking of, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a celebration of it is a great time for wrestling. It really is.
So I believe it was a response to the CM Punk interview he did with Angelo Helwani.
Yeah, where he's talking shit about Tony Khan.
Well, yeah, to a degree. I mean, he said Tony Khan is a nice guy, but he's a horrible boss.
Yeah.
Which I would completely agree with the way things have been running in that company.
Well, doesn't it just feel like WCW, WWF all over again? I mean, call it WWE, whatever. But all the older guys, when they're about to be put out to pasture, they go get they squeeze a few more years out of them over at AEW.
I don't think so. I think it's
okay.
I think it's a lot different.
Okay.
At least with the guys they're bringing in, they've got plans for them.
Yeah.
Where it's not, let's go and rehash what we've already done. So Adam Copeland comes in and starts a feud with Christian, which is something we haven't seen before.
Okay.
And part of the reason they want to go there is to pass on knowledge to the next generation, which is exactly what CM Punk said when he went there.
Mm-hmm.
And then beat every young wrestler that he went against.
Right? Yeah. I know, right. How is he ranking for you right now these days? Are you still a huge fan of his, or is he just kind of wearing on you and you're like, yeah, this isn't my thing anymore?
I'm probably not as high of a fan as I was back in like the early WWE days or when he came back to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to baseball, he's kind of a Trevor Bauer almost, where he's got so much drama around him.
Yeah.
I also don't think he can hang in the ring like he used to. I mean, his body's, he took too long off and his body is just not what it used to be. And that's why he's getting hurt as often as he is.
Okay.
But that man can still talk on the mic.
Yeah.
He came out the other night and cut a promo, and it was just awesome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, the mic skills don't fade,
yeah,
you know, unless you're getting really old. But, okay, no, I was just curious. I just was curious what your thoughts were, because I know you're still keeping up pretty, you know, you keep up as way better than I ever can. I love when I can catch clips here and there. But the fact that when Copeland was talking, just the fact that that is what separates AEW, I think, from the WWE product is you never know on any certain night. Like when, I guess, who came out? Was it not Colt Cabana, but Matt Cardona?
Cardona, yeah.
And that's just unexpected, right? Like no one knew that was going to happen. And that's what makes AEW exciting, that you could get anybody on any night coming out from any other promotion. And it's a big ticket item, right? And it makes it fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't limit your talent. It's saying, hey, if you're talented, we could put you on. We'll find a way to get you in and let the fans, you know, and if you hit and you get over with the fans, you'll come back or you go on and do your thing. It's not like we're going to keep you. They don't lock them down and say, you're here and you can't go do anything else anywhere else.
Right.
Your hours.
Because, you know? I mean, I think the Blackpool Combat Club, they were just down in Mexico with CMLL doing shows down there.
Mm.
And then Moxley, before he comes back to AEW, is going to hit, I think, Pro Wrestling Revolver, which is not, it's like the level below AEW, but it's a place where he got his start, and they let him go back occasionally for shows because he's friends with the owner.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, NWA came to town a couple years ago, and they had a big women's show, and AEW lent them a couple wrestlers for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's also a risk. It's a business risk because if Moxley gets hurt on one of those lower promotions, well, then you've hurt your promotion, right? Yeah. So there's pros and cons to it. It's just it's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
I think, you know, so it's one of those, that's maybe the business model where he's saying maybe he's where he goes, he's a nice guy, but not a nice boss or whatever.
Yeah.
He's not smart about what he's doing.
Same time,
it just depends.
Yeah.
It just depends.
Same time, the AEW's roster is so deep that these guys aren't even getting on TV every week.
True. And that's a lot of roster. He's got a lot of people to put on.
Yeah.
So now, are you happy with the fact that Copeland is like the guy for AEW right now?
Well, he's got the TNT title, so it's a secondary title.
So who's got the heavyweight?
Samoa Joe.
The main. So Samoa Joe. You good with Samoa Joe being the face of the company?
It's him and Swerve right now, and they're killing it.
Okay. Oh, those two are battling right now in face and heel, and I'm guessing Swerve is killing it on the heel side of things.
They're both kind of heels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
They're both kind of heels, but Swerve gets the face pop because everyone just loves his character right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm just trying to... it goes back to our conversation we always go back to. That I think in order to have an amazing promotion, you've got to have the guy. Where it was Stone Cold, then it was The Rock, although they were there together somewhat, you know, at the same time. But really, I think The Rock overtook Steve Austin because the knees were given out at a certain point.
Yep.
And then after that, then you got your Cena era, right?
Yep.
And then after Cena, you want to call it the Roman Reigns era, he was the face. Was he... Maybe that's why I think where WWE took a step back, where if Roman Reigns was your big hit, right? That's your guy, the number one alpha. I'm not impressed by that being my number one alpha. So I think they still don't.
Yeah.
Now here's the question. Is Cody about to take over and become number one alpha?
I think he's going to.
Okay.
I mean,
do you think that's a good idea or is that bad? Is that
no,
is he not going to get, he doesn't pop big enough.
No, he's huge right now. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I would never expected him to get this big.
Yeah. What is it you think that's working?
Kind of the prodigal son thing, coming back, trying to finish his story, just kind of resonates with fans. Because of the tribalism in wrestling fans, WWE fans see it as like a big thing that, oh, Cody went over and started AEW but came back.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's doing amazing work over there, so you can't discount him for it. And probably the biggest thing that hurt him in AEW is his first match for the heavyweight title had a stipulation that if he lost the match, he could never challenge for the belt again.
Nice.
And he did that to himself, and he said that's probably what hurt him in the long run.
Yeah. Well, as long as he, you know, sticks with it, you know, it's wrestling. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Cisco, there was a stipulation in this clause, you know, fine print, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah. How many but retirement
I
guess,
maybe matches? I missed some alpha dog in WWE in regards to, I guess, this Lesnar. Was he, would you say he was the face of the franchise? Basically that, you know what I mean?
I don't even think so. Cause he always seemed to have that Roman Reigns schedule where he'd wrestle big pay-per-views when he was at his heyday. And then he stopped to go UFC, and then he came back, and it was just maybe a couple times a year. Not even like the four big pay-per-views, but just two of them.
And here's the funny thing. We say all these names, but Undertaker never got it. Like, he was never the only guy, like because you had your Hulk era.
Yep.
You know, and you move past the Hulk era, and then we start getting into the Attitude era and all that stuff. I'm curious. We had the Attitude Era if you were like a wrestling historian, mm-hmm. you'd go Attitude Era lasted from like what, 01 to something, or even maybe a little bit before that?
Before that, probably like 95, 96.
Okay, so that goes until, what do we say, until The Rock kind of leaves to go Hollywood?
Yeah, and then it went, I think they call it like the PG era, because that's when they kind of stepped back, and that's when Linda McMahon was running for Senate.
Okay. And so you got the PG era, and then what era do you, I think we're coming out of a time where it was not as exciting or big. It was getting stale, right?
Yeah.
We're getting stale. And now your new face of the whole thing is called, it's going to be Cody. But then the question is, what era are we in right now? That's what I'm always, I'd love to know what you think we're in. Oh, sorry, the Bret Hart era. I guess the Bret Hart era precedes the Attitude era.
Yeah. Or kind of overlapped a little bit at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd probably be the Triple H era, because he's the one that's booking everything at this point.
Okay, but that's what I mean. I guess that would be right. But on to the video you sent, as far as that's, I think that's why he got over big time, is he tells stories that are real. Like it's blurring that line between reality and the show.
Yeah,
right. Where what he's probably said was absolutely true about his dad, because I mean,
yeah.
His dad isn't an episode of Dark Side of the Ring, I guess, right? Because he lived a long time, like most wrestlers don't. Which, really going off topic, very side tangent. Did you see the clip of Dusty Rhodes playing basketball by chance?
No.
Look up Dusty Rhodes playing basketball.
Okay.
For a heavy guy that weighs probably like 300 pounds at the time, holy shit, the guy can ball and run. He was a baller, dude. He could play.
I didn't realize
he was an athlete.
He was always an athlete, yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. I never knew that about him, which maybe there'll be the Dusty Rhodes movie at some point. Like, we still haven't seen Iron Claw, you know, as far as a wrestling movie. Maybe there'll be a Dusty Rhodes movie at some point. Do you think he's worthy of a movie? That story?
Maybe. I don't think it'd be high on the list of ones they'd want to do, though. I mean, we're supposed to be getting a Hulk Hogan biopic with Chris Hemsworth.
True, which has that even, I mean.
I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah, probably in production hell right now. Probably never going to happen, kind of thing. But I'm curious. I just don't know. And then the question is, can Cody sustain? Because that's what makes an era. So here, for example, Hulk. That lasted all the 80s.
Oh,
the entire 80s was Hulk, right?
Yep.
And then after that, you had Bret Hart, which Bret Hart was a long time too, right?
Yeah.
You both agree Bret Hart was on the top for a really long time?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Then after that, we move over to Austin. Austin was on top for a really long time until the knees gave out. And then, I mean, Rock kind of helped carry it for a little bit. I mean, you can put him at 1A and 1B, right?
Yeah.
And they carried it for a really long time. And then you move on, and then all of a sudden, oh, no one's carrying this. Like, they're struggling to find the guy.
Yeah.
And I still think that's what AEW's issue is finding the guy, which I think they were hoping Punk would be that, and that he could sustain it for a while. But no, he was barred into. I think he was brought in, find the young guys, train them up, you know, help them out to figure it out so they could find on that roster, that deep roster, who's going to be the guy. I mean, you could say MJF, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is he the guy that was going to carry that company? It seems like, from what you tell me, he's not even the champion, so they kind of put him to the side now.
Well, he was injured, so they had he had to drop the belt.
Okay.
But they say his contract's up.
Okay.
There's speculation that he signed a new one when he came back after walking out.
Mm-hmm.
So no one really knows what's going on. But there was always speculation, like at the Royal Rumble, that MJF was going to be the surprise entrance for the men's. And then.
Which would be, what a pop that would get, though.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Be huge.
Or the big thing now is maybe he shows up at WrestleMania because he's going to help Cody beat Roman.
And then are we going to do the invasion, AEW invasion?
I don't know.
It's a retread. It's a retread, but that's what wrestling's known for, is retreads, right?
Yeah, wrestling always retreads.
Just like comics.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No,
what they
you're
do.
Not.
It's what they're, yeah.
Yeah.
See, so, yeah. I don't know, but it's been fun. I love talking, going to the, I don't think that's a huge deep dive, but talking about that, it's so applicable. I mean, about everything we talk about, comics,
yep,
Star Wars, all of it, sports. You got the good guys, you got the bad guys, and there's the drama. And we tune in for the drama, and we tune in to see greatness. And that's what's so funny about wrestling is it's predetermined, but man, they give you a show all the time. You're always going to get a show.
Yep.
So it's all about the glitz, glamour, and spectacle, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're getting a spectacle in the real world with the NCAA tournament right now on the women's side. It's just so fun. I can't wait for the Final Four. It's going to be great. I never thought, because I was a big proponent. I'm sorry, there's nothing that's more boring to me, and it sounds so misogynistic, but the women's game was boring to me. It really was, but they've changed big time. Yeah. I mean, really big time. And the fact that you got a female Steph Curry out there draining threes from half court, that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But tell me that was that happening in the 80s, 90s, 2000s? No, not at all.
No,
whatsoever.
And I think people could name probably 3 or 4 players in the NCAA tournament right now, which is probably more than any period in the WNBA.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'd probably say Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi would be the two I could probably name, you know?
Rebecca Lobos and Cheryl Swoops were two of the big ones at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, but there was that women's Olympic team that was big for a hot minute, and they were incredible. They were on style. That was like a dream team right there, to be honest with you. But... So, all right, I think I did a huge tangent just to get back to. I try to see how I folded in wrestling there.
Yeah,
I'm weaving in stories, dude. I'm weaving them in.
Yeah.
So, all right, what other news item you sent me that I would love to talk about? That I think it needs to be the last one before we get into, well, two items to talk about.
Okay, I've got two more.
Although,
here too, they might.
You
overlap.
Told me that was April Fool's. Had that not been April Fool's about the whole. The girlfriend taking up with Gunn's girlfriend taking over Lowe's Lane, I would have lost it.
Yeah.
You gotta be freaking kidding me, but I'm glad that was April Fool's.
Yeah. She already has a role in his DC universe, so.
Now, did I send this to you or did you send this to me about, did you see the thing with the Undertaker?
Oh, you sent it to me,
sorry,
but
I'm all
already.
Over the place. About not accepting his apology?
Yeah.
Say what?
No, I had already seen it, but you
seen
sent
that?
It to me. Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing. I watched it 3 times straight in a row because one of the guys on the clip is who it goes on Rogan whenever a wrestler goes on Rogan. I'm pretty sure that's one of the guys. And so he's a big time fan and he's doing the podcast, I guess, with some other guy I'd never seen before. And they're talking to Undertaker and then talking about Survivor Series on his debut when he does the first Tombstone Piledriver. Just folds the guy. His neck just like, dude, you almost killed that guy and paralyzed.
Yeah. That was the guy from the Kill Tony podcast.
Is? Maybe it's not. Well, it could still be him. It still could. Maybe it was. I don't know. Well, if you're not going to, I've only apologized. I don't know how many, I can't only apologize in the way I know. And if you're not going to accept it, let's go out in the parking lot after you almost just broke his neck.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It made me laugh, dude.
Yeah.
Made me laugh so much.
Who was that? Coco Beware, he said?
I don't remember, man. I don't remember. God, we've sent a lot of good clips to each other this week.
Yeah.
I love the clip I sent with the Chris Pratt on the Guardians 3 with trying to get Nebula into the freaking car.
Yeah. Fitting that the first F-bomb belongs to Star-Lord.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So there's that. And then maybe we should spend a hot minute on this. I didn't like your hatred for the 90s casting for a X-Men movie. How dare you besmirch that casting? There's a lot of good castings here. How dare you?
At the time, I probably would have been a lot more willing to accept it.
Yeah.
But just with the people that are available now to do some of these roles, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. But back then, I think these are awesome castings, to be honest with you. Wizard used to be so fun when it did this stuff. That was when Wizard was really, really fun. It's so funny that it's still Sir Patrick Stewart as Professor X, no matter if it was the 90s, the 2000s, 2024, it's still him. He's still Professor X. There could be no one else, to be honest. I mean, McAvoy did well, but still.
He did. For a younger version, yeah.
And then the fact they have, was it Worf from Star Trek as Bishop? That was interesting.
Yeah.
Dolph as Colossus. I get it. This, the hair is already, he already has the hair for it.
Yeah.
So I get that.
He's already in the Marvel Universe, though.
Oh, well, of course. Please, we know this. Yeah. You and I know this. No one else does.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think about the Cyclops casting? I thought that was amazing. Michael Biehn as he's Kyle Reese from Terminator.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I really know him from, so it's hard to say how he would do in it.
Okay. Jean-Claude Van Damme as Gambit. I'm like, I don't see it, but it's because he has an accent already, maybe? I guess. That's why they picked him as Gambit.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but okay.
Probably because of the name, too.
And was this Downtown Julie Brown as Storm?
I cannot tell, because it doesn't tell you who it is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, and I can't tell who they had as Psylocke, a cut-off Psylocke.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole Kidman as Jean Grey. I mean, come on, that's spot on. Oh my God, you're not a Nicole Kidman fan like I am. I think she's incredibly gorgeous. Oh my God. Danzig as Wolverine. I thought you'd love that one.
That is a funny one, but he doesn't have the acting skills of Henry Rollins, yeah. So.
And then, come on, look at this. Clancy Brown as Sabretooth? That's so spot on.
That was one I liked. That was the one I liked.
Yeah. And then Rutger Hauer as freaking Magneto.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah, I could see
I
that.
Love it. Love it. It's awesome. Of course, he's not Sir Ian McKellen, but, I mean, come on. Yeah. You're not going to use him. And then Rebecca De Mornay as Emma Frost. That makes that back in the 90s, that made sense.
Yeah.
And going from Hand the Rock's Cradle over to Emma Frost.
Yeah.
And of course, I saved the best for last. It would never have happened, and Wizard was on crack for even putting it on there. But come on, Clint Eastwood as Cable. As Cable!
I don't know. I don't see, like, I can see Josh Brolin in the role from him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see Clint Eastwood in that same role being the same way with it.
How dare you? How dare you? No, come on. Eastwood? Hell yeah. And then his son can play Wolverine. What's up? That never went anywhere, did it? Because then wasn't there a big push for him to be Wolverine for a long time?
There's been so many people that have gotten a big push for Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's hard to even follow anymore.
Yeah, okay. But I was like, you know what? This is pretty cool. I like that. That was fun. I thought those were all pretty fun castings.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everyone goes, of course, the only constant that is X-Men is Sir Patrick Stewart.
Well, of course,
there
yeah.
will be no other. So, I thought that was super entertaining. I like that one.
Yeah.
And then, let me see. Oh, okay. Let's talk about the controversy that is. Oh, my God. The internet did not like this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So, you know, A24 is coming out with their Civil War movie.
Yeah.
That might be what sparks the Civil War when this country just completely divides itself.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And you know what I'm talking about already. Julia yes. Garner to play Silver Surfer in the MCU Fantastic
okay.
Four.
So, what they've said is she's playing Shala Baal,
yep.
who is the girlfriend of Norrin Redd.
Mm-hmm.
They never say for sure she's going to be the Silver Surfer.
The problem is every news outlet
is running
reporting it yeah. is running it as Silver Surfer.
Right.
Which, why would you put Shala Baal in a movie when the main point of her being in the comic was she's the girlfriend of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
What other purpose is she serving in the comic book?
No.
When she does take the mantle, though, for a little bit, as what I read.
Yeah.
I am unaware of it. This is back in the 60s when all that happened, right?
Yeah.
So.
I have a feeling they are going to gender reverse it, and Norrin Redd will be the reason why she accepts the role.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. She's a wonderful actress. She's yeah. great in everything she does. It's just all the memes yesterday with her lines and her language from Ozark involved
yep.
in every single one of them. It is, but the problem is, Jay, is that the biggest pushback about Marvel and the Disney push about all the gender swapping and all that stuff, it's whatever. You know what? If it's good, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
If it sucks, it just gives more fuel to the fire for the hatred.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, I like playing the troll where I just go MCU. I do it. I love it because it pisses off certain people.
Yeah.
And other people get all about it. And then I go, but I think she's awesome. And then people are like, oh,
yeah.
You know, you can't just be messing with people. And it's just the best.
Yeah.
Because they get so passionate about it. And it's just, it's the I'm more virtuous than you if I love this casting. And then the other casting is just going, well, I just want it to be what it is in the comics. And it's not her. It's supposed to be basically a non-binary nobody. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Silver Surfer is an alien. You can't call him a male or a female. He's an alien.
Yep.
So it's just more for comic nerds to hate, or they just want to flex their comic nerd muscle and go, well, of course we knew she was Shallow Ball. Whatever. You didn't know who the hell Shallow Ball was until yesterday.
Yeah.
Please knock it off. You're not that big of a nerd. Stop it. I hate that guy. I hate comic nerd guy that thinks he knows every single issue that was ever written, because you didn't read every issue. You didn't. I'm sorry.
God, I feel attacked because I knew who she was.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
You did. Not from the 60s.
No, I did. Because I had read Silver Surfer in the 90s, and she had been brought up in there.
Yeah.
So.
But you're not guy on the internet throwing hate about it. You're the guy that goes, okay, whatever. Here's who you are as comic nerd going, most comic nerds won't go jump on the internet and start throwing hate at the world. They'll just go, okay, whatever, I'll read it. And if I don't read it, I just watch the other thing, you know?
But, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go and I'm going to reserve judgment until I see it. And if it sucks, I'll complain about it.
You mean you're being a rational adult?
Oh, I know.
How dare you? You're not allowed to do that in 2024. You have to pick a side, choose your sides, and die on the other side is what you have to do.
I'm the last of a dying breed.
Right? Oh my God.
I mean, just that... They did gender swap with Ghost in Ant-Man 2. Pulled it off. I thought she was wonderful.
Sure.
Did not work with Taskmaster.
Yeah.
But it's not because it was a woman. It was just because of, we put a chip in her head.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, if you give me the core of the story and it's the same, I don't care. If it's a good story, I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it.
And then, of course, the race comes into it. Well, it's just, that's not who Silver Surfer is. It's not supposed to be. And I go, first of all, he's an alien and he's silver. But then, and then you can use the argument. One of the arguments is like, oh, so you hate when they do the race swap. Well, okay. So we hated, Idris Elba as Heimdall. No, he was amazing as Heimdall. It was great. He was perfect as Heimdall.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go hate on the gender swap. I don't know about you. I love Tilda Swinton as the Chosen One. I thought she was great. Now, mind you, you get the hate because she wasn't Asian. So you can't please anybody. Yeah. No one's happy.
Nope.
No one. Yeah. Everyone wants to bitch and complain about everything. Either the character works or it doesn't.
Yep.
Let the movie come out and then let's decide after the movie comes out if it's worthy of hate or not. You know? And you shouldn't even hate it. It's just, do you dislike it or not? Good Lord. So that was, I love when the internet gets just destroyed over something so trivial like this. It really is.
It's ridiculous.
And then I think last but not least. Okay. Because then, we got to get homework done here real quick, I guess, at the end here. Would be, the Daredevil Born Again will be a 2-season series.
Yes.
So here's my thing. Happy that it's going to go extend, if they're not trying to, if they're going to explore and deep dive on the character and the story, don't try to crunch it into one season. Love that.
Yeah.
Maybe leave it on some kind of cliffhanger. That'd be great.
Yep.
Hopefully they do it like an actual comic book where you leave it on a cliffhanger and make the guy want to go read the next book, right? My concern being when it says a 2-season series, while we're getting for Daredevil is just 2 seasons, then we don't get to see Daredevil anymore? What's the plan here?
Yeah, I'm curious about the long-term plan too. But splitting into 2 seasons, I think will help with like filming, and they can do the first half of it and see how it plays out with the audience, and then go and make adjustments for the second.
Question also, same guy that's playing, we're getting the same guy playing Bullseye?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we have the same guy playing Bullseye, and then you were able to confirm that Foggy and Karen are back. So that's, I found that to be super important. So that's awesome.
I had heard that a while ago, and they're listed on the IMDb page. So
perfect. Okay, good. Yeah. That would have been sad. I would have been really sad if they didn't come back. So they're important parts of the show. They really are, and they're really good at what they're really good at their roles. So that was great.
And I mean, those characters are tied to the mythos forever, so it'd be hard to cut them out.
I mean, especially Foggy.
Yeah.
Especially Foggy. I mean,
well, and you can't really do a born again story without Karen in there. I mean, well, if they're going to follow the thing, the comic,
I don't think they're going to do the Born Again story the way that's
not
in the
full one. No,
they're just using the name like they normally do.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious what the twist will be. I am curious what the twist will be.
Yeah,
it's going to be different. There's no way they're going to. It's still a Disney show, but although they have Deadpool, so maybe they won't. Well, I don't know.
Well, and all the Netflix stuff is still restricted on Disney Plus unless you have an adult account.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it might be the same way. They could do that for that show.
So do we know when Daredevil's hitting?
We don't know yet. I think it's supposed to be next year.
Okay. Can't come soon enough. Can't wait. No. I'm super excited about that. We got to see some shots of Bernthal as Punisher.
Yes.
So glad he's there. We know that's happening. I don't know if you looked at into the article at all, or I don't know where I saw it, but did you happen to see a photo of Charlie Cox's Daredevil? He's in the outfit. Did you see him pointing the billy clubs up into the sky?
No.
They're going to do the whole, he's going to swing around the city thing. Oh. I don't know if you saw that or not. Yeah. Yeah. There's no other way. It's anything else besides that. I can't believe that the way it looked from the set photo, I was like, oh, is he going to do it? Are we going to swing through, swing through Hell's Kitchen like he normally does, but we'll see.
Yep.
Cause that's the one thing I don't think we've seen, right?
No, we haven't. We've barely seen him in the actual costume.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Because, I mean, he's used the billy clubs a lot. I mean, those are always being used, I think, in the show. But we haven't seen him, at least I'd have to rewatch to remember, as far as him putting them together to use as a bow staff, taking them apart, to use them individually in each hand. But then using it where it'll help him swing through the city, as far as, hey, how does he keep up with Spidey? That's how he keeps up with Spidey, is using his billy club. So,
yeah.
I'm curious how that'll work. I'm curious how they pull that off to make it more grounded. Because, of course, it's ridiculous. Those things would never work as far as unattaching and then reattaching to swing through the city. But
yeah,
I'm curious. I'm curious how they get it to work.
I'm curious to see if we get any cameos, like Tom Holland showing up.
That'd be amazing.
I know.
That'd be so cool. That'd be so cool. Although I almost would love for a Tom Holland cameo. Well, it depends on what timeline we're getting Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
If they're already established in the MCU, or are they not established at all? Just so you can see Johnny and Spidey, hanging out together too. That's kind of, I love those friendships in the comics. That's it interconnects them. It's always special when you get to see those played out.
I know. I'd like to see Tom Holland show up in Deadpool too.
Yeah, for the Spidey. Yeah. Well, their relationship, that's not really, it's a friendship, but it's not. You know what I mean? Well, but I get it. Yeah.
They had a series together for a while.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah. I know, but still. When you go, who's Spidey's best friend? I don't go Deadpool.
No.
You know what I mean?
But the whole dynamic of him wanting to be like Spider-Man just made that comic so interesting.
Right, exactly. So, all right. No, I wanted to touch on that. And then as far as homework, I will touch on a really big topic that's still like that. But I'll let you go first to kind of wind it down.
Real quick, I'll go through the rewatch stuff because we watched some stuff with the kids. We showed them Misery.
Oh, well.
That...
Oh, okay.
Will could not sleep.
Interesting.
That
night. All right. Interesting. So how they like? So, he couldn't sleep after it.
No, he could not sleep.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So how did they take the sledgehammer scene?
I think I was the only person that was watching the screen at that point.
it's brutal, man. It is so brutal.
Well, I mean, even before that, when he has the broken legs and he's like laying on the floor and his feet are all swollen, that's just so nasty looking.
Yo, it's a great movie though. It's a really good movie.
Yep. And then I showed everyone Baby Driver.
Oh, because it's on Netflix now. I saw that. Yes. I saw that the other day. I was like, Jen, have you seen that? She's like, no. I was like, that's a really good movie. You should watch it.
I loved it. Kids were kind of mixed on it. Aaron didn't care for it. So.
Oh, what?
I know.
Screw him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great. I love it.
And then Will's big into kaiju movies, so I showed him Colossal.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a good movie. Such a unique premise.
Is that the one with Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that on right now?
I got it from the library.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it. It's just been so long.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, isn't she like a down on her luck person or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm remembering it.
It's kind of like starts on like the rom-coms where she's down on her luck and goes back home and meets up with someone that she used to know.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just takes a total turn.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be interested in seeing it. I know a lot about it. I could swear I saw it, but maybe I didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. It's worth checking out.
Okay.
And then new stuff. This movie cracked me up. Ricky Stenicki.
I knew you'd love that movie because it has Cena being ridiculous.
Cena is just unreal.
How's Efron in it? Is he awesome as always?
Yes. And then the guy from Bad Friends podcast.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Santino.
Okay, yeah.
He's good in it too.
Did you ever see the clip from Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee? Oh my God. There's two clips. One, look up the clip about Lululemon. Did you ever see the Lululemon clip?
Yes.
Those two? That one's hilarious. And did you see the one about the Civil War?
Yes. The Asian Confederate. Oh my God.
I couldn't stop laughing, man. It's ridiculous.
I listen to their podcast.
You do. Andrew Santino's hilarious.
He is.
He is so funny. Bobby Lee's hilarious too, but Andrew Santino's on fire right now. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
They have a podcast. It's been out for a few weeks. I'm a couple months behind on theirs. Mm-hmm. But they have Efron and Cena on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching that one.
Okay. Cool.
I watched Roleplay. I think it's Amazon Prime. It's with Kaley Cuoco and I can't even say the guy's name. But they're a married couple and she's actually an assassin. And she gets exposed, and he has no clue about it.
Okay.
And so it's kind of action comedy. Not bad.
Okay. All right.
It's a good background movie. And then we watch Damsel on Netflix.
Yeah. At least Netflix is putting out something new.
Yeah.
And it's Millie Bobby Brown, so she's, you know, people like watching what she's in.
Yeah.
It looked interesting. It looks interesting. How was it? It seems like it would be something that drags. It's kind of long.
It didn't drag that much. I enjoyed it. It was, I mean, a fantasy movie, but it's got a little bit of a different twist to it. So I really like that one.
Okay.
So, and good for the kids. So.
Okay. So was that the last thing you watched?
Last movie, we knocked out the first season of Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, with Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Okay. How was that?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, so
it's a weird dynamic. I mean, with him and Martin Short together, that makes total sense. But then is it Gomez?
Selena Gomez.
Throwing her in the mix is a really oddball thing. She just doesn't seem like she fits in, but I guess it just works.
They pulled it off.
They did, okay. Yeah.
So that's something we're kind of watching as a family, and it's pretty good. I started Better Call Saul. I'm almost done with season one.
So good, dude. I know. It's so good. But it takes a long time.
It does.
It's a long, I think it's six or seven seasons. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's six.
God, it's so good.
It is.
Oh, it's so good.
But
it's one of those things, though. It would have been even better to watch it right when it was at the height of the Breaking Bad, when that just ended and just jumped right into Better Call Saul. It would have been awesome. But
yeah,
it's one of those. I think Breaking Bad is one of those shows right up there with like Game of Thrones or something like that, where name a show that you wish you could just erase from your memory, you've never seen it before, and watched again.
Yeah,
brand new.
Oh, I agree.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, but I've slow burn on that because I moved to Knockout Silo real quick.
Ah, you moved over to Silo. Nice. Because you finished the book, I'm guessing, right?
I finished the book. I'm kind of struggling with the show, though.
Oh, it's because you're doing the book thing. The book is better. Oh no.
Yeah. Well, they leave a lot of mystery in the book that they kind of throw out there right away in the show.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, like, you don't know a lot about why Sheriff Holstrom goes out. You just know his wife is already out there, and that she had found something out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm only on episode two, but they're showing the diggers right away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find out about that until the second half of the book.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, well, always, you know, they have to. They always condense, so.
Yeah. So then going into the book, I enjoyed the book. It just had really weird pacing where something was going on. It really sucked me in, but then it would slow down, and I'm like, I almost want to put the book down.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd keep going, and then the next part of it would suck me back in. So,
yeah.
Good book. Just, I wish the pacing was a little bit better on it.
Gotcha.
And then I read a book called Recursion. So you remember the book I told you about, the multiverse, where the guy gets pulled in by one of his, a different version of himself, and they're trying, he's trying to find his way back to his reality.
You've told me so many multiverse things like that. Sure.
So this is by the same author, and it's a time travel book.
Uh-huh.
And the second half of it turns into a time travel loop.
Oh God.
I knocked it down in like 5 days.
Oh wow. Is that captivating?
Yeah. Like I'm also reading a book called 1996, a biography, and it's all about the sports year.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good, and I put it down to read this book.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So,
cool.
The 96 book I'll have finished probably by the next episode. But man, there's so much good stuff in it. Like I just read about the NBA draft that year,
mm-hmm.
and how Kobe Bryant dropped to 13th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like they was talking about the first seven picks were all great picks. Like Allen Iverson went number one that year.
Yeah.
But then like picks 7 through 12 never did a single thing, and then Kobe went at 13.
Oh man, that's brutal for those teams. It's just like, oh, we could have had him. We could have had him.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing with in most recent memory, when I was watching some clips on something where Luka Doncic right now, the Sacramento Kings has passed on him. They said, nope, we like someone better. And they're like, oh my God, we passed on Luka.
Yeah.
How do you pass on Luka?
So but, the Nets were talking about taking him, and that was when, I think it was Rick Pitino was the coach, and it was his first year, and that's who he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said there's one of three things that happened. The organization said, no, you're a first year coach. You don't get that much say in who we're drafting. We don't want to take a high school kid with pick number three.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors that the guy they did, no, they weren't three. They were seven or no, that I don't remember now. They took somebody that was not nearly as good. And it was because the agent of that guy called and said, if you don't take my client, none of my other clients are ever going to sign with your team. And then the third theory is Kobe's agent called them and said, look, he's never going to play for your team.
Hmm.
So don't even try to sign him or don't even try to pick him.
Okay.
So they don't know what really happened there.
Okay.
So, and then just as far as comics, I read Joe Hill's The Cape.
Yep. You told me about that.
Okay. I finished Middle West. That don't was that the, one. Scotty Young.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, these are the ones you picked up on the trip.
Yeah, so I finished both those. They're both solid books. The Cape had a bright feel to it, but instead of being a kid, it's an adult, and his life just goes to shit, and he just takes it out on his family.
Oh, okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and then these are the big three. DC Black Label by Jeff Lemire, Joker Killer Smile.
Mm, okay,
it's about a psychiatrist that is trying to cure the Joker and how it just ruins his life.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that. I've read the description of it.
Yeah.
And I just never picked it up. But yeah, that sounds really familiar.
It was so good. It was three issues. They're the oversized like magazine style. Highly recommend it. And then he did a follow up book called Batman Smile Killer.
Hmm.
And since these are Black Label, they're not in the DC continuity.
Sure, yeah.
Bruce Wayne doesn't know if he's really Batman or not, and he ends up being an inmate in Arkham Asylum that dreamt the whole thing. And it's very much like his Moon Knight run that he did with Marvel.
Okay.
So it wasn't as good as the Joker book, but it was a nice companion piece to go with it.
Okay. Last book?
Last book. It's called Murder Falcon.
Nice.
It's by I'm drawing.
It sounds familiar. That title sounds familiar for some reason.
I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name, but he did. He's doing the Transformer book right now for
Daniel Warren Johnson.
Yes, he's doing Transformers right now, and he did do a Powerbomb, which I read, I don't know, a year ago. This is about a guy who is down on his luck, a former musician, but he quit his band and isolated himself from everyone. and there's an kind of an alien invasion. And by him playing metal music, powers a superhero from another dimension to fight these bad guys. And it's just kind of him pulling his life back together. And there's just, but the whole story is just amazing for how ridiculous it is. I loved it. Yeah. It's probably one of the best things I've read recently.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have to cut out early, but I do have, I will share my stuff with you next week, because I had two things. I will tease them for next week. X-Men 97, which I don't know if you're watching or not, but
I was waiting till it's done.
Okay. No, I can't. This is weekly viewing. That's how good it is.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
That's what I've heard.
And then, tons of books that I read as far as comics go. And then the tease I was going to do was I finally got through Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Can't wait to give you my review.
Okay. So, I'll try to have it done before next week.
I cannot wait to give my lengthy review on that one. Okay. I don't think it'd be too, well, it won't be that long, but yeah. I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
A lot to say that might not take long. We'll see.
All right.
All right, man.
All right.
Until next time.
All right.
All right. See you.
See you. Thanks for listening. You can find us on our website, nerdcast.com. It's NYRDCAST. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching at Nerdcast. The intro music is The Other Side by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a Mad Dog remix made by Madeline Tierney. This week's featured song is an acoustic version of the song Metaphor by Chief State.
The words still ringing in my head. Wish you'd stop wishing you were dead. Get it together, we gotta stick together. You know I do whatever to help make you feel better. Just can't quite figure out what's wrong. There's another place I feel like I belong. I don't feel anything anymore. Heavy chains shackle me to my bed. I can't get up. I can see another breakdown coming. So sick and tired. So we'll just do nothing at all. Complacency sets in, I've heard it all before. I'm sick of wasting my time looking through photos online. These days, every word I try to say is cloaked in metaphor. I don't feel anything.